Well, you've probably heard some buzz about it. People have been trying to figure out what is going on at the Cotton Bowl and what new professional sports team is coming to town. And now we know there is a brand new professional women's soccer team that's going to start playing at the Dallas Cotton Bowl pretty soon. We know their name, the Dallas Trinity, and we know the owner, the CEO, is Jim Neal, Chief Executive Officer of Dallas Trinity FC, and he joins us right now. Congratulations. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, David.
I know this is not something you just woke up and started thinking about over the last couple of days. This is something you've really been planning for several years, isn't it?
For about a year and a half, 2 years, we've been working on this, yes.
Your timing just couldn't be better. It seems like, and especially with basketball and Caitlin Clark, sort of the escalation, the eyeballs on women's sports have been higher. And it seems like for women's soccer, there's been a lot more interest in women's soccer than men's soccer, you know, going back through the Olympics.
I think that's exactly right. And I think I said this morning that, you know, soccer is the most popular sport in the world, and women's soccer is the most popular women's sport in the world.
So tell me about the team and the league. First of all, the team. That was a big secret, too. Dallas Trinity FC seems like a great name, logical name.
Well, the name was conceived to draw out the Trinity River as a landmark in Dallas and as an element that brought the city together during its origins. And we felt like this is a new team started in Dallas for Dallas, and something that tied us directly to the city would be something that people embraced.
Well, the idea of playing the Cotton Bowl is really neat. I mean, everybody sort of feels usually pretty good about Fair Park. But I know you're friendly with the Hunts. I mean, there's not a competition. Why not in the brand-new soccer stadium out in Frisco?
It was something that we looked at carefully and considered very seriously, and just for a lot of logistical reasons that they can explain better than I can. It just didn't work out for the first season, so we needed to find an alternative. And honestly, we were very much focused on if we could find something that worked in Dallas proper, that was something that we definitely wanted to do.
Well, especially with the renewed interest in Fair Park and the money that's been earmarked to redo it, I think you're going to see a lot more interest in that, a lot of development. So tell me about your league. I see you're starting out with, what is it, seven other teams that are going to be in the league?
Yeah, eight teams total in the league. It's a Division I professional league, which means it's the highest level in the international spectrum for soccer. The other cities are Lexington and Spokane, D.C., Brooklyn, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Charlotte. So, and I think that the league has got significant interest to expand beyond that. There are about six or eight other cities and other clubs that are looking to come in, and we would anticipate it'll expand by at least two to four in our second season.
You know, and you're a businessman. I mean, and you're the founder of a really successful real estate investment company, Churchill Capital. So I know you know business. You didn't just wake up and say, well, I need some loss carry forward, so I think I'll go into the soccer business. But you can only be as strong as the league, too. I mean, do you feel good about the league?
We do. And you've hit on the nail on the head on things that we looked at when we first started to get involved, because we are dedicated and committed to being involved in women's soccer and this soccer club, but we wanted to also make sure we did something financially responsible. And so while the women's league, the USL Super League, is brand new, the USL has actually been around for 18, 20 years or more, and it operates several men's minor leagues. So when they made the decision about 2 years ago to start a women's league, and then they ultimately made the decision to attempt to get it sanctioned as a Division I league, that's when we got interested.
Did I read somewhere that there's an association or some sort of co-op with FC Barcelona and Liverpool too?
If there is, I'm not familiar with it. So
But it sounds like they've got this thing pretty well wired. So well, tell me about the hurdles that now that you're a soccer guru. So what are the hurdles? Is it competition for players? Do you have competition for players?
Yeah, the answer is yes. And actually, I'll address that a little bit. The league is structured differently than most American other professional sports teams in a couple of different ways. So the first thing that's worth noting is that we're going to play on the international schedule. So unlike the competing league that exists today, the NWSL, which is already in season, we will be playing two half seasons that match up with the rest of the world that's playing soccer.
Right.
That's important because it allows us to trade and borrow and lend players to other international teams. So that's valuable. The other thing that we did that's very different is that unlike all the sports team leagues in America that you and I are familiar with, there's no draft. So every player is a free agent and every player will be signed as a free agent. So to answer your question of will there be competition for players? Absolutely. Everybody is out scrambling. It's very interesting. If you think about when a new team enters an existing league, that team is scrambling for players,
Right.
but everybody else is established. Here, all eight teams are starting from scratch looking to build their roster.
So it sounds like it's got to come down to who's got the deepest pockets, too.
I think that will be an element, and hopefully it's not the only element because we will lose that competition. We do not have the deepest pockets in the league for sure. But the other neat thing about free agency is if you think about young women that are looking to play professionally, many of them have ties to their hometowns. And in particular, with Dallas being a huge
Oh, yeah.
hotbed of youth soccer, there are a lot of women that would say, I don't want to go into the draft and get stuck going to so on the East Coast or the West Coast. I would love to play in Dallas, Texas. Now, you're going to need to be competitive in what you pay them, but if people get a chance to pick where they play, that's a value there. And you
You know,
get to
that's a
pick
good
what
point. And
coach.
that's what SMU has exploited that too, is getting players to
Exactly
come
right.
back here. And if I read your daughter, is your daughter who played for Ursuline too?
I had two daughters. They both played for Ursuline on those championship teams that they put together.
Well, that's really outstanding. So what about the other thing that it always comes up is media rights. Have you had any interest for the media?
That's something we're exploring. We haven't gotten anything substantial or material put together yet, but that's what we'll be looking at that.
So tell me about the split schedule again. So you're going to start at Fair Park this
The
fall, right?
season will start middle of August. We'll probably have a preseason game before the middle of August, but it'll start the middle of August and it'll run to mid to late, somewhere around the 15th or 20th of December. Then there's a break. And then the season starts up again in the middle of February and runs till the end of May. And then there'll be a very short playoff, which will be two games, two semifinal games, and then a championship game first 2 weeks of June.
Then the Olympics are coming up. Of course, that's the other thing. Is there going to be a lot of, World Cup games here? I guess the whole soccer universe will be sort of focusing on our area.
I think that you were talking about women's sports exploding. Women's sports is exploding, and also soccer is exploding, and soccer in Dallas is exploding because there's the CONCACAF that's coming, there's the World Club Cup that's coming. There's a bunch of international tournaments that are going to be played in Dallas over the next 24 months, which is going to generate tremendous interest and excitement. I'll tell you another thing that we're planning that we hope that we can bring to fruition. All four of my kids are going to be very involved in the organization and the running of the team. And both Charlie and Tripp, my two sons, who negotiated this deal with Fair Park very early on, have gotten an agreement to play a game at the end of the state fair with an international team that
Oh,
we
that'll be
bring in.
fabulous.
That we're very excited about. Yes.
That is really, and you played soccer, right?
All of us did. Yes. I played soccer a million years ago in college.
So how are your knees?
I can still get around okay.
Jim Neal is the CEO of Dallas Trinity FC, a club with which you will hear a lot more about. We wish you all the luck in the world. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Your Memorial Day weekend haul can be found with One Stop at Meijer. Pick up fresh from Meijer 80% lean ground beef family pack for just $2.99 a pound. Plus, buy five, save $5 on sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, Breyers ice cream, and 24-pack Coca-Cola or Pepsi products, plus deposit where applicable. And rev up your savings and earn 50 points per gallon of gas pumped at any Meijer Express through June 1st. Get everything you need for Memorial Day this week at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.